Down on one knee, Howe swore bitterly as he fired. Everything about this situation was pissing him off. The goddamn Somalis, his leaders, the idiot Rangers, even his ammunition. He drew a bead on three Somalis who were running across the street, two blocks to the north, taking a progressive lead on them, the way he had learned through countless hours of training, squaring them in his sights, and then aiming several feet in front of them. He would squeeze two or three rounds, rapidly increasing his lead with each shot. He was an expert marksman, and thought he had hit them. But he couldn't tell for sure, because they kept running until they crossed the street and were out of view. It bugged him. His weapon was the most sophisticated infantry rifle in the world, a customized Car 15, and he was shooting the Army's new 5.56mm green tip round. The green tip had a tungsten carbide penetrator at the tip, and would punch holes in metal. But that very penetrating power meant his rounds were passing right through his targets. When the Sammies were close enough, he could see when he hit them. Their shirts would lift up at the point of impact, as if someone had pinched and plucked up the fabric. But with the green tip round, it was like sticking somebody with an ice pick. The bullet made a small, clean hole, and unless it happened to hit the heart or spine, it wasn't enough to stop a man in his tracks. Howe felt he had to hit a guy five or six times just to get his attention.